And finally today, Fiddler on the Roof. If you think you know it word for word, you're probably not wrong. It's been one of the best known, most loved, and most often staged productions since its Broadway premiere in 1964. But you might not know it quite like this. This version of Fiddler on the Roof, now on stage in New York, is performed entirely in Yiddish, with supertitles in English and Russian. A quick refresher about the musical. It takes place in a fictional village in Tsarist Russia in 1905. It's the story of a Jewish dairyman named Tevye, who is looking for good husbands for the oldest of his five daughters. The world is changing around him. Jews are going off to America to escape anti-Semitism and to seek a better life. Revolution is stirring in Russia. A Yiddish production of Fiddler was performed in Israel decades ago. Now that translation is being performed by the National Yiddish Theater Volksbühne under the direction of Oscar and Tony winner Joel Grey. After I saw this production last week, I sat down with actor and comedian Jackie Hoffman, who plays the meddling matchmaker Yenta, and Zalman Milotic. He is the artistic director at the National Yiddish Theater Volksbühne, and he is the music director for this production. Milotic gave me a primer on Yiddish.
Yiddish is the language that was spoken by Eastern European Jews in the 19th century, actually dates back to the 15th century. But it was the lingua franca that Jews all over Eastern Europe and Russia spoke. This was not the language that they prayed in, but this was the language that they spoke.
So this production is based on the short stories of the famous author Sholem Aleichem. Sholem Aleichem. And so that's the language that he would have spoken. And that is the language that Tevye and his family would
and
have spoken.
That is the actual, I believe, a lot of the reason why the show resonates on such a level. Because whether you understand it or not, you're hearing these expert actors perform and communicate in this language that Sholem Aleichem actually wrote in. So everything comes alive in a different way.
The musical was actually written originally in English. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. So why now? What caused this to come to be?
I think, you know, in the 60s when they wrote it, the feeling towards Yiddish and ethnicity was very different than it is today. Today we have a much stronger desire to know our ethnic background and to really go into it. And the National Yiddish Theater was in a position to produce this. We realized if we were going to produce this, we needed to do it in a different way because people have seen it so many times and they've seen big Broadway productions. We couldn't possibly do a big Broadway production. And that's why we went to Joel Grey, who envisioned this intimate yet deeply moving portrayal of the story.
I want to go to Jackie for a minute. Now, Jackie, you're very well known in New York theater. People will recognize you from your many television appearances. You've done a lot of Jewish-themed humor. I'm thinking about Jackie's Kosher Christmas was one show. But you didn't speak Yiddish before, am I right?
I did not. I spoke what my mother calls kitchen Yiddish, which were like little words here and there. And I would hear my mother speak it to my grandmother. I would hear it. It was just part of the vernacular in my Jewish social circle. And when I would go to other places and, you know, when I went to Chicago to do Second City and I started teaching, I would like have my Yiddish expressions and it became almost a tradition that every cast I work with, I teach them little Yiddish phrases. I've got Gentiles speaking Yiddish all over this town now.
Well, yeah, because you're
my
Jackie
bang.
And it's because New York, it's your thing. Okay, I have to ask you to be honest. Was there an element of this was a little intimidating doing the entire production in Yiddish?
I'm always honest. And yes, it was intimidating. Quite. No, I mean, I'm a panicker. You know, I panicked because I couldn't get a one train to come up here. So I'm still shaking from that experience. So any new script, I deal with the way I deal with any new project, which is trauma, I figure out why I'm going to fail, why this can't happen. But this was like particularly daunting. This freaked me out. And I said, okay, we have to hunker down, no weed, no booze, keep the pills.
We'll set aside the pharmaceuticals, but how did you...
Don't ever set aside the pharmaceuticals.
What was the process?
Well, we had brilliant and patient, compassionate, but strict coaching from, if you think Zalman Milotic is a name, try Muttl Didner, who's the Yiddish coach at the Yiddish Theater Volksbühne. And so everything was phonetically written out in English. So I got the sound of it, and I had a good ear for it from hearing the language growing up, but it was still surprisingly difficult.
Especially because you're not just dropping words in, it's sentences, it's nuance, it's conveying the feelings
right
behind the words.
Right, and some people would take different approaches. I have friends who say, just learn the sound of it, just learn it like it's gibberish sounds, and don't drive yourself crazy with what each word means. But I had Muttl sit down with me, and bless his heart, we went through every single word.
Had you ever played in Fiddler before in the English version?
This is astonishingly my first Fiddler ever. It became a running gag, you know, too Jewish for Fiddler, too, because all the productions, they really wanted to go against type. They wanted to go against the oi Jew. But here I fit in fabulously. I'm thrilled that this is my first one. This is the best one.
One of the famous songs is... that I think a lot of people know is If I Were a Rich Man.
If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I
would. And in this version, it's If I Were a Rothschild.
Wenn ich bin a Rothschild, yabba biddy 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 bum. Ganze Tag wollte ich sich mit die Bumm, wenn ich bin ein reicher Mann.
Rothschild was the archetype of the richest person that Eastern European Jewry thought of in those years. And so Sholem Aleichem wrote a story called If I Were Rothschild. So
he did?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. So Joe Stein and Sheldon Harnick decided to base there If I Were a Rich Man on that, and the translator in Israel decided to go to the original translation and use Rothschild, Rothschild.
Was wird schon gestellt bei dir dem Plan, wenn ich bin ein reicher Mann?
The Tevye, who is brilliant. Stephen
yes.
Skybell had performed Tevye in English. Forgive me, I'm going to ask you to speak for him.
Yes.
Was it hard for him, or was it harder or easier to transition from having performed it in the English to the Yiddish?
Stephen is a genius. Stephen wowed us. We saw over 700 people for the cast of 26. He came in and he wowed us with his Yiddish. And I asked him about where his Yiddish came from. He said he studied Yiddish in college with his brother at some point, and he had always wanted to be in the Yiddish theater. And I thought that that was a joke. Later, I realized he's a professor of drama at Yale, and so he knows theater. He works to this day, every day, working the lines and constantly finding new nuance. And the range that he brings, I don't have to tell you, you saw, but is exquisite and so moving for all of us, to every performance.
And speaking of moving, there were many tears in the audience.
Everybody says.
And I wondered if that surprised you, kids have been performing these songs in their like elementary school recitals since forever, right? And so you think you know it, but then to have adults weeping at this, I wonder if it's something to do with the current moment that we're in, when people are experiencing anti-Semitism in a way that I think many people are shocked by it. What do you think? Is it the power of the story?
I think it's a combination of everything you said. I think, you know, the story is an incredibly universal story that every people on earth has to deal with in terms of being evicted from a home, separate families separating, traditions being broken. But, you know, we find ourselves in America where who would have thought that anti-Semitism would rear its ugly head in the way that it has? And I believe that there's a deep resonance as we tell this story that happened, you know, over 100 years ago that people are feeling today that has this incredible resonance.
Soll sein mit Glück, Lachaim, 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 soll sein.
That was Zalman Milotic, artistic director of the National Yiddish Theater Volksbühne, and actor Jackie Hoffman, who plays Yenta the matchmaker in the National Yiddish Theater's production of Fiddler on the Roof, or, as it should be said properly,
A Fiddler
auf dem Dach.
Steckt bei uns ein Possig, freuen wir sich doch. Es ist doch zu sagen,